Ben Shapiro is a coward. He is an atesticular gelding. He has no balls, no backbone, and apparently no brains, no guts, no sense of strategy, no sense of tactics. For him to capitulate and to look this bad in front of all people, Candace Owens, is just unconscionable, unforgivable. And this is with all due respect to Candace Owens, but let me tell you just right off the bat, I've never been a fan of any of these people. I'm not one of these fans, as far as people on TV or, what am I saying, TV? I'm such a relic. People on whatever it is, I don't really fall into. I mean, they'll say some things, but I'm not into fan. I'm not into the cult of personality. That's not my thing. I mean, I'm a fan of what Joe Rogan is doing, but not Joe Rogan. I don't know Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan could be a jerk for all I know. I think Lex Fridman is doing absolutely just transitional platforming, but I don't know him. He could. I don't know him. I don't like him. I'm not a fan. I like what they say, and I like the message, and I like people who maintain a kind of a uniformity and a consistency of message. Ben Shapiro has been a phony since the beginning, and if you can't see this, I don't know how to help you with this. There's this thing now, and Candace Owens, to an extent, are doing it. It's this idea that, much like the way people will use phrases, amazing, awesome, that sort of thing, the way people will use the word like, the way that people will wear pajamas and Uggs as, you know, patterns of new couture, and how people will, for whatever reason, all of a sudden get hideous tattoos, people will become a part of the landscape to fit in almost unwittingly. And Ben Shapiro and this Destiny feller and Candace, to an extent, believe that by speaking quickly, by speaking in the most celeritous way, that this somehow is portrayed as brains and intellect. After all, you've got to be a smart person to be speaking that fast, right? So there's been this kind of a schmaltz and a style which I never really thought. I never heard anybody say anything that was even remotely profound from any of these folks where I thought, wow, I never thought of that. And that's something which I think is paramount, at least in my book, to have somebody say something that I never thought about, that I never really understood. That being said, that's the prolegomenon, that's the precis, that's the proem, that's the preface of this. Candace Owens has absolute balls, gargantuan, elephantine, wheelbarrow-like testicles of elephantiasis proportions. She has it hands down and conveys it. That's her talent. It's not what she says. It's not her thing. It's her talent. She kind of sometimes makes some mistakes. Remember when she was hanging around with Kanye? Okay, not that big of a deal. She kind of pulled back from that. But she got involved in this group. And she figured, okay, you know, the bunny's good or whatever. And they said, okay, we got a real talent. And she has, I think, branded herself perfectly. Okay? All right. There has been the benefit sometimes of being a black commentator is that you're able to say things that for some reason or another white people can't say. And by the way, this from the days, my days of yore and conventional terrestrial talk radio, they had Armstrong Williams and Ken Hamlin and then there was, you know, Walter Williams and Thomas Sowell, intellectuals. So J.C. Watts, you know, for example, and they always would bring up J.C. Watts as the example of, see, there's a black conservative, and I always used to joke, the C in J.C. Watt stands for see? See? And she was terrific. But what she did was she hung tough and let him blow himself up. That is a professional wrestling term when you allow your opponent to succumb to the rigors of the ring, and to become exhausted, to not be able just to lose steam. Ben Shapiro came out with this idea that we are going to maintain this position that Israel was correct, that Israel has a right to defend itself, that October the 7th was a terrorist attack, and that Hamas is a terrorist organization. And the whole world said, gotcha. Gotcha. That initial tip of the hat and we're with you 100% still holds true. Israel has a right to defend itself. October the 7th was a terrorist attack. Hamas is a terrorist organization. But then, I don't even know if Ben had this in mind or if anybody knew. Then the world saw what amounted to, as has been documented by the IJC and others, genocide. A word that is to be avoided at all costs. And the hyperinflation, the hyperutilization, the metal fatigue of anti-Semitism. Congratulations, Ben and everyone else. Anti-Semitism means nothing. It means nothing. You just destroyed whatever sting, piquant relevance that word had. It's now over you. It's like racist. Everything's racist. Racism means nothing today. Means nothing. Racism means somebody said something which is correct. Bibi Netanyahu now wants to come and to basically control what we say in our country on our campuses. No. Then, through this ridiculous anti-Semitism law, you're going to conflate legitimate criticism of a country as we level against Ukraine or Russia or France or anybody else or Canada, right? We've carved out the exception for Israel because that's anti-Semitic? No. This is when they've gone too far. So, Candace Owens absolutely just threw down the gauntlet and said, this is genocide. Now, I'm not in any way telling you that I am convinced of and I endorse everything she or anybody else has said. I don't know. I know now she's Catholic or Christian or something. I don't know. When people all of a sudden wave their faith, I've heard this before. Look, I've been around, see? I've been through this. You got to understand something. I got my bones. I made my bones. I got straightened out during the days of Rush Limbaugh. We all kind of came up. I'm an OG, my friend. I've seen this. And this is the current iteration of what's been going on for a long time. But what Ben Shapiro should have done was simply this. Let's sit down. And the first thing you do is you meet your challenger. Number one, meet your challenger. Don't run from them. Meet. Not like the governor or the mayor of Chicago running from reporters. Meet with them. Sit down, Candace. Sit down. And one of the things which you, a great technique, is to always ask somebody, well, what would you do? That's the best one. Candace, what would you do? How would you have handled October the 7th? And just wait. And say, and then just pick apart what she's saying. Okay, Candace, are you familiar with what Hamas is? Are you familiar with the texture, the tenor, the depth of the particular discussion at the time? Candace, are you familiar with the history of Hamas? Are you familiar with what's going on? Are you... And just ask her. She will blow up under the complexity, under the... the weight of the difficulty of trying to find some answer, some easy-to-grasp answer as to what's happening. And that's a very interesting aspect of it. Let her speak. What do you mean? How do you define genocide, Candace? Candace, what's the difference between what, if you look at the genocide definition of what's been done in Gaza, with what we did, the United States did, in Japan, when you destroy in whole or part an ethnical, as they call it, a nationality, with the intent to do so. Do you know some of the things that Curtis LeMay said? Do you understand that some of the utterances that not only American generals, but just the tenor of the time, this absolute hate, this enmity towards and against Japan. I think that would that qualify under this as well? The Vietnam War, when we referred to the Vietnamese and the Viet Cong and the NVA as Charlie and Gooks, and do you think that could have been events? Kenneth, isn't it true that in all respects, war by virtue of what it is, by what it seeks to accomplish, is in fact genocidal? Candace, do you think that maybe it's almost an impossibility to craft a statute that deals with the absolute inhumanity of what war it is, both on October the 7th, which certainly you must agree with, and what you believe was the answer? Israel's answer was indeed problematic. But do you think that this goes to show you the absolute horror of these kinds of events in and of itself? Do you? And just speak. Another thing you do with Candace Owens is that whenever she says something that you agree with, you say, you know what, that's good, I agree with that. It lowers the volume. It lowers this anger. It turns down the heat. And you invariably will always find something that somebody says during the course of their thing, which, okay, fine. That being said, what I want people to understand is that this is a state of flux, the likes of which you are not seeing. You're going to see right now what appears to be, and I have not thought this at all, you're going to see the ascendancy and the re-election of Donald Trump, thanks to this. You're going to see the complete implosion and collapse of what is left of this cotton candy, snowflake superstructure of this demented, wizened coot, Joe Biden, and his morally and intellectually bereft compatriots. We're also going to see a kind of unique settling out of who's who among the various platforms. And I think, and I hope, I hope that we move away from this idea that, and by the way, some people are just quick speakers and fast, and I understand this, but this artificially celeritous delivery, like this feller Destiny and Ben and Candace sometimes, savor your words. Realize the impact of the pause. Let people process it. See, I can't read somebody's. It's like being a trial lawyer. It's like doing closing argument. You want to be able to read the eyes. And it takes a second for people. Pausing some of the greatest people. I've always loved Gore Vidal and Buckley to an extent and others. But even in the famous James Baldwin-Buckley-Oxford debate, if it had been delivered in a Destiny speed. You know, Destiny reminds me of, remember in the old days when there'd be a commercial on radio for, I don't know, like a car lease, and you would hear this, do you have a proper option for prohibited, and you would get somebody who could actually speak fast. Well, not because of digital stuff. You just take somebody reading something slowly and just speed it up. And that's what it sounds like. So Ben Shapiro, you lost this one. You did more to harm the case. You have seen now and will be seeing the apotheosis, the elevation, the canonization, the beatification, the elevation of Candace Owens. And the best part is this: you own gold it. This didn't have to be. Because, Ben, frankly, it's very simple. You're a schmuck.